At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Her boyfriend opened their relationship, and when she slept with two other people, he accused her of cheating and wanted to break up with her. Hey, it's your girl B, and welcome back to Reddit After Dark, where we dive into the wildest stories that Reddit has to offer. So let's get to it. Okay, so our first story is about a 21-year-old woman whose boyfriend suggested that they open up their relationship while they were living apart. Now, under that agreement, she believed they were both free to see other people, but apparently she misunderstood what he meant. The title is, I, 21-year-old female, slept with two people after my boyfriend, 23-year-old male, opened our relationship and now he wants to break up with me. Ooh, this is a messy one. Sorry for the long post, I feel as though this is a very nuanced and unusual situation, and so I struggle to explain it briefly. Understandable. So, my boyfriend and I have been together throughout our times at university. Coming up on 3 years now, he is my first relationship and my first body, whereas he has slept with a number of people before we got together. We have spoken before about wanting to have a future together and potentially kids once we have a stable source of income. For the first time in years, we are spending a few months apart as he has a graduate job and I don't. I have been living in my family home and working in hospitality, so we haven't seen each other in a few weeks. Prior to this, our relationship was a little strained due to academic stress and we were arguing for the first time ever. We also almost entirely stopped having sex for months and the relationship felt like it was getting dry. I have a higher sex drive than he does anyway, and so it was mostly me who was finding this difficult. We spoke about it and he suggested we open our relationship and allowed each other to see other people until we can move back in together when I found a job in the same city as him. Okay, monogamous to open relationships are very, very, very difficult to succeed in. Now here's why. When you have someone in your life and you've established that that person is your person, okay, you're in love with that person, and something starts happening where, you know, you might not be able to see that person enough, or you're losing physical attraction to that person. It could be a myriad of different reasons as to why people feel like they need to open up their relationship. But usually it feels like there's something missing in their relationship, and that's why they're looking outside the relationship. In my humble opinion, I believe you have to be looking at that thing first before you add more people into your relationship. So what's really the underlying issue in your relationship? Are you feeling neglected? Are you feeling this person doesn't understand you anymore? Are you feeling you're not attracted to them? What is happening? In this particular instance, it's looking like they're in a long distance relationship. So the issue is that they each desire to have someone active in their lives so they can physically talk to, see, touch, feel, and be in a relationship with, not in a relationship with someone in a different city. That's the problem here. So before you open up a monogamous relationship, you have to be looking at the underlying issues at play here before you start adding in more people. Okay, so we're going to continue reading and we're going to see where things went wrong. He even implied the idea of a threesome slash watching me have sex with someone else would excite him. As much as this might seem strange to other people, I was quite excited he suggested this, as I have never really had the opportunity to explore my sexuality. I was experiencing some anxiety with the fact that I have only ever been in a committed relationship, and I was worried I would one day regret not exploring more when I was younger. Despite this, I still love him a lot and know he is the one I eventually want to settle down with. Okay, let's keep going. Since we opened a relationship about a month ago, I have slept with two people, a girl and a boy. I met both on dating apps, and I was very open about the fact I had a boyfriend and I just wanted to explore. Okay, so she was being super transparent with the people that she was seeing. Got it. Both people were very accepting of this. I enjoyed the experiences a lot, and I ended up spending a few nights with this girl in her apartment. It was mostly just because I find living at home very frustrating after having the freedom of living with my friend slash boyfriend throughout uni and my parents still treat me like a child. She and I only had sex a couple of times after drinking, and mostly when we would just, you know, hang out or we would just play Minecraft or go to the pub. It was more like a friends with benefits situation. I was very open about the fact that I was staying at her place with my boyfriend, and she was totally okay with the fact I had a boyfriend. So, anyway, my boyfriend has been planning to visit me this coming weekend, and I have been thinking about what he said that we would like to have a threesome. I asked this girl about it, and she said she'd be totally down, so I brought it up to my boyfriend, and his reaction totally shocked me. Okay, let's see what happens here. He went absolutely nuts after finding out I had sex with this girl already and said he had no idea. He feels like he has been cheated on because I didn't explicitly tell him that I had sex with this girl, only that I had been staying at her place occasionally. I was sidelined. I assumed that he had also been seeing other people, as there have been a few nights where he has not replied to me in the evening or asked to call like he usually does. However, he is saying that when he spoke about opening up our relationship, he meant only for threesomes and not for us to explore on my own. This surprised me as I got a completely different impression from our initial conversation where we spoke about us getting a chance to explore before we settle down and become adults. Okay, so let's break this one down a little bit more because it's very, very messy. This is what I think. I mean, hey, I could be completely wrong, but I think that he got jealous that she went ahead and slept with other people. Okay, and this is why I think I'm going to call his bluff on this one. When you are in a long distance relationship, and someone says that they want to open up their relationship because they live in two different cities and they want to see other people in their own individual cities, where in what world does it make any sense that you're talking about a threesome? Like, you barely get to see that one person. Why would you be adding another person in? Okay? So I think this is what happened was, I think they weren't clear exactly on the boundaries and the specifics, perhaps. Maybe they're a little bit shy in the conversation. They kind of glossed over a few things. That is possible. I think what really happened is that he started feeling those feelings of jealousy and hurt and resentment. And I think what may have actually happened in this situation was that he may have not actually been as proactive in the whole dating thing. Like, maybe he was. I don't know. It's possible that he never actually got the chance to go out and date. And then he was feeling the repercussions of the whole open relationship situation, and all he got was the whole jealousy thing. It's also possible that he was busy on his end too, and he just didn't really expect that he would feel so sore about the whole situation, about his girlfriend seeing other people. We just don't know how active he was. But at the end of the day, and the real issue here is that he bit off a little bit more than he could chew, and there was not enough communication in terms of clear boundaries and expectations. One of my friends from uni also sent me a screenshot of him on a dating app from a couple of weeks ago, which I told her I was completely fine with as we were both using them. He says now he'd only had the app to look for a third, not for him to do his own thing. Yeah, I think the guy is lying, and this is the reason. If he was actively looking for a third, you would also be actively aware that he was looking for a third too, because he'd be sending you screenshots, it'd be a whole thing, sending the person's number. It'd be more of a collaborative thing than a solo thing. So something tells me the guy was pretty busy on his end and honestly just got super jealous when he realized that his girlfriend was doing the same thing. Now he's saying that he isn't sure if he can look past me cheating on him and that he needs some time to think about whether or not he wants to be with me. I am completely devastated. I have deleted the apps from my phone and blocked the two people I slept with no explanation. Although I did want to explore, I have always been certain that he is the man for me. We get on so well, and he is dependable, caring, driven, everything I could ever want in a partner. My friends and family love him, and we also share most of the same friends, so our lives are intertwined. We have even decided on our kids' names and the street we want to live on one day. I have tried to explain to him that this was just a lack of communication and that I never wanted to hurt him. I have never looked at another person until we agreed to open the relationship. But he is just saying this changes the way he thinks about me entirely. He has barely spoken to me since finding out and pretty much ignored my apologies. How do I earn his trust back? Okay, there's a lot going on here, and I'm going to take a beat to break things down here, because the truth is that this relationship was on its way out. And the reason why is because both people were no longer meeting the other person's needs. They wanted someone in their life and they couldn't do that anymore for each other. They were not in the same cities. Clearly they had different goals. Their lives were going in different directions and they thought that it was a solution because clearly they still had a lot of love for each other. But sometimes life does pull people apart, especially if you're very young, you're in university, you're starting a new job, there's opportunities in different places. Life happens and it can be really, really tricky around being logistically in the same place for some couples. So adding the whole layer of opening up the relationship did add quite a lot of complexity here, because that's where people's feelings can often get hurt. They suffer from jealousy, resentment, sometimes guilt. It's a really, really tricky thing when you establish a relationship as monogamous and then you go and open it up. I'm not saying that people out there can't have success with it, but what I'm saying is personally, I would not recommend it as a first course of action if you're trying to figure out what's wrong with your relationship or how to fix something. There is an underlying issue that needs to be addressed. So if you're bored in your relationship, you need to be honest if you're bored in your relationship. If you feel like you don't get to see your partner enough because they live in a completely different city or different country, then you need to be transparent that you need someone in your life who you can live your life with and you can have physical contact with and see them all the time. There's different situations. It's very nuanced. And you just have to know what you're getting into before you go and sign up for that. Because again, there's some people who sign up for that. And when they do, they have to list out what are their obligations, okay? What happens if someone gets pregnant? How do you prevent an STD? There's so many different things that people have to think about before they go into that direction. It was clear that they actually did love each other. They just had different goals. Their lives were going in different places. This was like her first boyfriend. This was her first relationship. She lost her virginity to him. And when you're in that kind of situation, it's hard not to see your future with that person. It just seems like life took them in different places and they thought that having an open relationship would solve that, and it didn't. Now, let's look at the update and see what happened. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. When I first moved to Los Angeles, one of the most frustrating tasks was having to find a new doctor. And honestly, nothing makes me procrastinate faster than calling around to different doctor's offices, sitting in a hole, playing phone tag, and then finding out the next available appointment is weeks away. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. ZocDoc's website has tons of reviews from real patients and detailed doctor's profiles so you can choose the right one. You can also see actual appointment openings and click instantly to book a visit. Your health matters and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/Reddit to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/Reddit. Update. Thank you everyone for the helpful comments. I didn't expect this post to get so much attention and I don't normally use Reddit, so I'm not sure if this is the correct way to do an update. So he finally called me after he finished work last night for us to talk. Yes, the talk. I apologize again for the miscommunication and said that I didn't feel we had a detailed enough conversation to establish boundaries and to define what an open relationship means to us. Probably true. He agreed, but didn't apologize for his role in that. He then said that he was mostly hurt because I seem to have developed an emotional connection with this girl, which I can understand and I apologize for again. Then he asked me if I felt like I was happy in our relationship. And to my surprise, I told him I wasn't. He said he wasn't either, and so we decided to break up. I haven't even had a text from him this morning, and I haven't tried to reach out either. Now, that question probably should have come up even before the open relationship discussion, because I think the truth is that neither one of them were honestly very happy in the relationship. Now, just to rewind, the girl that she had that really cool connection with, that's not fair to block her out of the blue. She didn't do anything wrong. I think the best move is to at least explain the situation, say, hey, I'm kind of in the middle of something, love to hang out. But you just have to give people some type of like awareness of what is happening. It's not cool to ghost people. I understand, you know, she was obviously trying to do everything possible and cut everything off, and she didn't want to do anything wrong. But at the same time, you don't want to leave people in the dark who didn't really do anything wrong. I do feel hurt and a bit lost, but after the last few days of crashing out, I also feel a huge sense of relief. Yep, it seems like that's exactly what needed to happen. They needed to, unfortunately, but it was essential. They needed to be honest and cut things off. And honestly, I think the whole open relationship thing may have made it super apparent, because it just showed even that much more that their relationship was already on its way out. As well as reading all the comments under the post, I also spoke to a couple of my friends and came to the conclusion that if the two of us were truly happy together, we wouldn't have felt the need to open our relationship in the first place. Yep, that's exactly it. I am going to give it some time to heal, but now when I am ready, I am free to be a young adult without the pressure of a big future looming over me. It's also opened up new job opportunities, as I don't have to look in the same city as him, so we can move in together. And that's exactly right. She now has the freedom to grow as a person, to work on herself, to access opportunities that she was going to say no to. This is what really honestly needed to happen. And he's free now to be the best person that he can be. And I'm sure they're both going to find the right people for each other. But let's keep reading. I know a lot of people are calling him a piece of shit and a gaslighting liar, but I'm still very fond of him, and so I don't really care at the moment to argue with him and question his side of the story, whether he changed the terms of a relationship or did end up sleeping around and didn't want me to know. Maybe at some point I will bring him up on this, but I think the most important thing is for us both to try and move forward. As for the Minecraft girl, I sent her a text saying I will give her a call at some point soon to explain, and she said that was totally okay and to take my time. She actually sounds like a real cool person. So hopefully I have at least made a friend and something good has come out of this. Thank you once again, everyone, for the help and support. My final verdict is that this relationship was already on its way out and honestly needed to end. They clearly were not happy in the relationship. They were living in two different cities. You know, they were obviously wanting to have a relationship where they could have some physical contact. They had different goals, different jobs. Life was literally pulling them in opposite directions. The breakup was painful, but it was definitely the best outcome for the both of them. Now they are free to work on themselves, their goals, their careers, their education, and potentially find someone that best suits them. But I'm curious about what you guys think. Did she cheat, or did he change the rules after he realized the open relationship that he had suggested to begin with was no longer working in his favor? Our next story is about a dependable daughter who finds out that her parents plan on leaving their entire life savings and assets to their very much absent older sister. But at the same time, they expect her to still take care of all the paperwork, the finances, the medical appointments. Oh well, the sister doesn't have to do anything at all. Now, she is questioning if stepping back makes her selfish, or whether her family has simply taken her reliability for granted. Well, let's get into it. Starting with the title, am I the a-hole by stepping back from my parents after finding out how they plan to leave everything to my older sister? This is the kind of stuff that gets really, really, really complicated and really messy when it comes to family wills. I'm curious to figure out what's really going on here, and let's dive in. I'm a 27-year-old female, and I have an older sister who's a 35-year-old female. Growing up, my parents were always very big on independence and responsibility. They made it clear that once we became adults, we were expected to handle our own lives. I really took that to heart. I worked through college, lived with roommates to keep expenses down, and built everything for myself step by step without asking them for help. It wasn't always easy, but I'm genuinely proud of where I've ended up. I have a stable career now, I'm in a good relationship, and for the first time in a long time, my life feels steady. My sister's path has been very different. She's never really been able to get fully settled. She has tried a few different jobs over the years, but nothing has really stuck. There's always seems to be some new issue, some reason it doesn't work out. My parents have stepped in over and over again, helping her with rent, paying bills when she gets behind, and giving her money to help make it through the month. For a long time, I told myself it wasn't worth keeping score. I figured maybe that's just how families were supposed to work, helping the person who needed it more. But a few days ago, when we all got together this summer, they brought up something that really threw me off. This is typical, you know, when your parents get into retirement age, the ends of life plans start being discussed, okay? It's the sibling conversation of who's going to do what and when, who's financially responsible, who's going to get the house, what is going to be divided, what's going to be split. It can get very, very messy quickly. And I'm curious to kind of find out how the parents are handling this and what's going on between the two sisters. Let's keep reading. My parents asked to speak to both of us about their future plans. They're getting older, and their health hasn't been great, so they've started putting things in order legally. During that conversation, they told us that most of what they have, including the house and their savings, will go to my sister. The reasoning was that she won't be able to manage on her own without that support. I'm not gonna jump to conclusions here, but this does not look fair. If this was a situation where the sister who cannot manage on her own is gonna be living at home and looking after mom and dad and taking them to their, you know, the medical appointments, driving them from A to B and taking time away from her own personal life, pursuing a career, not going to school, not, you know, being able to have a full-time relationship, but like her life is her parents. Then I understand why they say in return, we'll leave you the house. Because if the younger sister is off busy and she's living her own life and has her own career and she's off in a different city and can't really commit, that's a different situation here. But from what I've read so far, it's looking like they're putting all the tough stuff, all the responsibility on the reliable younger sister, the finances, the medical stuff, all the complicated legal stuff. But she gets nothing. Nothing for her time, nothing for taking a break from her own personal life and basically being devout to her parents. And the sister, who's completely absent, who can go off and do whatever she wants, at the end gets a whole house and all the savings because her parents believe that she's incapable of supporting herself. See, this is the issue here. The reason why she's incapable of supporting herself is because her parents never taught her that she needed to support herself. Because when times got hard, they didn't say, hey, big sis, you have to stay at that job. Even if you might not like it, you gotta pay your rent. That's the hard truth in real life. Sometimes you have to make decisions. You gotta stay at a job before you can get another job. You gotta figure out how you're gonna pay rent. You might have to find a roommate. You know, you have to do the tough stuff. You have to get up in the morning when you don't want to get up in the morning. You have to go to that job. You know, that's the way life is. So that way, when you have things, you know the appreciation of things. Today's episode is sponsored by Lilla Blankets. And look, I am genuinely obsessed. I'm a total blanket person. And one of my favorite things to do after a long day is curl up on the couch with a snack, watching a great show like Curb Your Enthusiasm with my Lilla blanket. The second I felt this blanket, I completely understood the hype. It is unbelievably soft. I've honestly never felt anything like it. I chose the caramel and cream, and it looks so beautiful in my space. And honestly, this might actually replace every other blanket I own. I know. The luxury faux fur is so soft, it's stretchy, it's weighted, and it's machine washable. For a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lilla Blanket products with code REDDIT at checkout. Just head to lillablankets.com and use code Reddit to get 40% off your order. Again, for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola Blanket products with code Reddit at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Reddit to get 40% off your order. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that Reddit After Dark sent you. And wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets. Now, let's get back to the show. Let's keep going here. Then almost immediately after saying that, they told me they want me to be the one handling everything else. Medical decisions, finances, paperwork, basically making sure everything is taken care of if something happens to them. I don't think I've ever felt that kind of quiet resentment before. It wasn't even really about the money. It was the feeling that I've spent my whole adult life proving I can stand on my own, and somehow that has turned me into being expected to carry everyone else too. I tried to explain how hurt that felt, but they kept telling me I should be more understanding. Since then, something in me has shifted. I don't call as often. I don't jump in to help the way I used to. When my dad asked me to come over and help sort through some documents last week, I told him I couldn't and that maybe my sister should start taking on some of that responsibility. That didn't go well. This is the thing with family dynamics. It is all too common that we all play an individual role. It's kind of this like unspoken script. That's why some people can literally like leave their family home, do a bunch of therapy, and they come back and they sit in the same table, on the same chair, and those family dynamics with the same people, it all plays out. It's like we're all actors on a show, all playing into some type of dynamic. And then when you step outside of that dynamic, that role, sometimes people can get really upset because they're just so used to things working out a certain way. So from the point of view of the parents, they don't think they're doing anything wrong. They believe that they're being completely transparent, totally open with their kids. It wasn't like they got the younger daughter to do everything and then, you know, hid the will and then she goes to find out that she's got nothing at the end of it. It wasn't supposed to be, you know, mischievous or malicious intent. No, they wholeheartedly believe that they're doing the right thing. They thought they were doing the right thing the entire time. The younger daughter, she's independent. She doesn't need her help, but she is really good at the finances and the taxes and going to all the appointments and looking at all the medical stuff. Like, she can handle all of that. The prescriptions, everything. The older daughter, oh, well, she, you know, needs a little bit more support and, you know, she's not been able to like hold down a job. So we're going to make sure she's looked after. That's the point of view of the parents. But unfortunately, by having that point of view, it's put all the pressure and all the weight on the daughter, the younger daughter, who was more than willing to like put the work in, right? And probably there's been times where she needed help, but she didn't know how to, you know, how to ask for help. She felt bad about it. She felt guilty about it. She felt like, you know what? It's my responsibility. I was taught to be independent. I'm going to be independent, right? But now they're putting everything on her. And sometimes in life, when you tell people that you can do it, they think you can do it. They don't know when to stop giving you responsibilities. And when you have to finally tell them that you can't do it anymore, sometimes people get really, really upset because they're so used to things working out a certain way. Now, on the flip side, with the older sister, they've given her no responsibility because they believe, the parents believe, that, well, she can't handle responsibility. She's never been able to land a job or keep a job. And, you know, she kind of floats from place to place and she needs us to, you know, pay the rent and pay the bills and follow through for her. Well, by thinking that, they've never given her the chance to really be independent. They've always bailed her out. And for some people, if there's going to be someone else that's there bailing them out, they're going to just say, yeah, I need the help. And they're just going to take the easy help. But if the people in their life who care about them say, hey, look, we've showed up, we paid your rent many a times. You're in your 30s now. We really, really need to sit down, have a family discussion. We want you to find something steady, a steady income, an affordable place. Look at your finances, budget a bit better. We're more than willing to help get you organized, but you have to be willing to do this. If they were to even just tell her no, give her a bit more responsibility. Give her her chance. Give her a chance to actually step forward and carry some type of responsibility, some duties in the family, then perhaps they wouldn't be looking at a situation where they would need to feel like they needed to leave their entire home to someone. Now, there's also a problem with that. If you are in a situation where you might not know the value of what things cost, even if you're like, let's say the older sister is like got a super good heart and she doesn't really like, she's not greedy or anything. And it's really just all the parents doing all this. There's a situation here where if she hasn't worked for certain things in her life, she might not know how to keep certain things. She may not know how, like how to handle owning a home or how to handle like, you know, bill payments and certain things because mom and dad have always stepped in and done it for her. People like that can sometimes keep, you know, swept away with different scams and their money goes here and there. They don't know what $100,000 looks like. You know, if the house has got, you know, all this money in it and they got all the savings, like they don't know the worth of something. And that's a huge problem. If they know, okay, $100,000 is 2 years' salary for me, I don't have to blow it on a purse because that took 2 years to make, right? So there's layers here. And I think mom and dad needs to be fair here. If a situation where the older sister is, you know, maybe not physically or mentally capable, that's a different situation. But it sounds like she's completely solid in terms of, you know, her health and she's able to navigate life. It's more to do with just a responsibility thing and being able to prove that she can be a little bit more independent. Because of that, I believe that either it needs to be 50-50, okay? Or it's to do with how much work are you willing to put in? If you're the one that is putting your own life on hold, if you're the one that is, you know, not meeting certain milestones because you're looking after your parents and you're living a life of servitude and you're not, you know, taking certain job opportunities or going and doing your, you know, your PhD or your master's or going back to school or getting into like a, you know, a relationship, getting married, having kids, you're putting these things on hold to look after your parents full time. I believe that you need to be reciprocated. That is work that you're putting in. You are sacrificing parts of yourself to do something very noble, very honorable. And for someone else to be completely absent and all that and then get everything, I don't think is fair. And on top of that, I don't think they'll know how to really appreciate it because they've never had to show up and put the work in, put the time in, understand the value of certain things. But let's keep reading. My sister called me afterwards sounding uncomfortable and apologizing even though none of this is really her fault. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's got a good heart. It's just that her parents honestly have just not really been, I guess, they haven't given her the opportunity to really, truly be independent. And some people kind of need a little bit more of a nudge than other people. Some people just going off and do it themselves. Some other, you know, kids, you gotta be like, hey, look, like, you know, you gotta lay down the law a little bit and just say, you know what, this one, you know, we've given you a lot of opportunities here. It is time for you to, you know, to be an adult and to take on this responsibility and to get out there and do these things for yourself. I told her I wasn't angry at her. I was hurt by the way our parents are treating us differently. Now everything feels tense. Every interaction feels careful and strained. I feel guilty abandoning them, but is it unfair I take all the responsibility while my sister gets all the support? Am I the a-hole? No, she's absolutely not the a-hole in this situation. It's the parents that really need to reassess everyone's role here. So there's an update and we're gonna get to it. So after reading through all the advice and messages, I realized the sooner I step back from the situation, the better it would be for me. Yep, that's boundaries 101. I called my parents today and tried to explain how I felt. Part of me still hoped they might understand, even though I knew they probably wouldn't. I gave specific examples, how I've supported myself since college and never asked them for financial help, while they've consistently stepped in for my sister when she struggled. I brought up the estate conversation too. It hurt to hear that most of what they will go to her because she needs it more. While I'm expected to take on all the responsibility, medical decisions, finances, paperwork, and things get difficult. It made me feel like my role in the family is based on what I can handle, not how I'm valued as their child. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. They didn't really let me finish. They kept interrupting and repeating that I'm independent and I'm capable and that my sister isn't. So this is just how it has to be. When I said it still felt unfair, they got defensive and told me not to expect anything from them. At one point, they even said if I truly cared, I should be helping more with my mom's care. That was the point where something clicked for me. Being capable doesn't mean I don't have limits, and it doesn't mean I should carry everything. I told them I couldn't accept a situation where I'm excluded from support, but expected to take on all the responsibility. Yeah, that's the honest truth, and I'm so happy that this young woman has the ability to understand her worth, her value, what she presents. And she knows that she's being truly undervalued and underappreciated by her parents, who might just be so blinded and clouded by the whole situation, by the whole family dynamics, they just can't see things clearly. I said they should completely remove me from their will and any roles like executor or medical power of attorney. I don't want anything from them, financially or otherwise. I also told them they should plan accordingly, whether that means hiring help or making other arrangements, because I'm no longer willing to take that on. The call ended badly. There was a lot of yelling and crying, and I eventually hung up. But afterward, I felt something I hadn't felt in a while. Relief. Like a weight I didn't even fully realize I was carrying is finally gone. I have a good life. I have a supportive partner, a stable home, and I'm preparing to start my PhD. We're even talking about starting a family. For the first time, I feel like I can focus on my own future without this constant sense of obligation hanging over me. I don't know what happens next with my parents, and I'm sure things will stay tense for a while, but for now, I feel at peace with the boundary I set. TLDR, I stepped away from the responsibility they expected me to carry and chose to prioritize my own life. I believe she did the right thing. It was not an easy decision, but she did the right thing. And here's why. Her parents have a legal right to leave their home to whomever they want to. But they don't have the right to reward one daughter while leaving all the responsibilities, the medical tasks, all the legal messy paperwork over to another daughter. Being independent should never become a punishment. Being capable doesn't mean that your time, energy, and future belong to everyone else 100% of the time. Look, her parents are free to make their own choices. And at the end of the day, that's what they're going to do anyway. And there's little you can do if they're not willing to negotiate or hear your side of the story. But the truth is that she absolutely did the right thing by setting a clear boundary. And I'm sure when the dust settles, she's going to be very much in touch and she'll be able to continue her relationship with her parents, but there's going to be some expectations and boundaries established, which is a very, very healthy situation to be in. But I want to hear your thoughts. Do you think she was right to step away, or should inheritance be separate from family responsibility? Let me know in the comments. So those were tonight's stories. I want to hear your verdicts. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Subscribe for more Reddit drama, and I'll see you on the next episode of Reddit After Dark.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.